A week ago, I spent my life racing against time.
I'm gonna help you out today, okay?
Trying to save people who were running out of it.
Get ready!
Until one moment changed everything.
Welcome back, folks, to a brand new review episode coming from Words
from
Blurds. I'm JT, and on the other end of the microphone is my boy, Adu. What's happening? What's shaking?
Yo. What's up? What's up? What's up?
What the fuck are we doing here today, Adu?
Well, every generation
has its own Catwoman.
Well, I was going to say has a movie that really changes everything. You know what I mean? Like, a movie comes out, and it just has so much influence on the people who see it.
Yeah, and this is not that movie.
It makes people believe in cinema again.
Cinema can die.
This isn't necessarily one of those movies.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Nope.
It was fun.
It was fun for you.
I had fun. I had fun watching you squirt.
I really, you know, I knew from the one trailer that they just cut in different ways.
Bro, I didn't even realize they only put out one trailer until I looked for another trailer. I'm like, oh, these things made one. I never even seen that before. They didn't give a fuck.
Like fucking Dakota Johnson, the star of this movie, wasn't even excited about promoting this movie. She was like, It was so exciting.
Yeah. Oh, just in case you didn't read the title of the episode, we're talking about Madame Web.
Yeah, I wish we weren't, though. Yeah.
Spoilers ahead, by the way. So if for whatever reason you were waiting to watch Madame Web, you know, don't listen yet.
You know, I do believe this is the feature film debut of director S.J. Clarkson, who has directed episodes for Jessica Jones from Netflix. The Defenders.
Some pretty good episodes. Well, you know, Defenders. And
Life on Mars.
Seen it.
Succession. She did an episode.
Okay. I wasn't even going to call her out like this, but hey, you know.
She did one episode of Orange is the New Black.
I like Orange is the New Black.
And an episode of Bates Motel.
Bates Motel is actually a very underrated program.
Yeah, but then she fucking did her first actual movie with this.
Well, you know, she didn't write it.
No, but she directed it. I was trying to help her out.
I mean, you know, the direction was.
You know, but obviously, no shade to S.J. Clarkson for real. Directing is a hard job.
Oh yeah,
and we know that
making
working
movies is difficult.
And working with Sony Marvel, not Disney Marvel, but Sony Marvel, I do feel for you.
I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the weird decisions made with this movie
were Marvel
studio.
Yeah. Oh, studio meddling up and down. This is what
Sony
kids like.
Sony, not Marvel. You about to put it on the wrong people, brother. You said Marvel.
Sorry. Well, shit. It's Marvel subsidiary. Fuck that.
He's just mad at everybody today.
Man, I just hate this movie. Like, I don't know when I've been ever so mad at a movie. What was the last movie I was so mad at? Fuck it. I don't know. This movie is the new one.
Was it Venom?
Oh, nah.
Was it Morbius?
Maybe. But this movie.
Aquaman 2. Well, you weren't angry at Aquaman 2. You were just bored.
This movie fucking has the most random cast of people. We've got fucking Dakota Johnson.
You are putting everyone out on Front Street today.
50 Shades of Grey, where she was the blandest.
This shit like a rap sheet.
The fucking whips and chains have more spice to them than Dakota Johnson. We have Sydney Sweeney from Euphoria, that poor girl.
When they first announced them, they were making a Madame Web movie and Sydney Sweeney was in it, I was like, this got to be like a fake tweet or something. Why would she be in a Madame Web movie? She's on the come up. Like, what's going on here?
We got Isabella Merced.
That's Dora, by the way.
Yeah, she was Dora the Explorer.
Yes.
She was in this Marvel movie, and I hope she does better because she got cast as Hawk Girl for Superman. Well, it's just called Superman.
Oh, Hawk Girl. I thought you said Hawk Girl. I was like, what?
No, Hawk Girl, yeah. Okay. And then more randomly, Mike Epps, okay? Why?
Bro, when Mike Epps showed up, your face, you was like, what the hell?
Like, why the fuck is Mike Epps in this movie? As a bland ass firefighter or MT, whatever the fuck he is.
Oh my god.
Then we have Emma Roberts as Mary Parker, the mother of Peter Parker.
I was trying to build up to it, but hey, you know, fuck it, I guess. You know, y'all know.
Fuck it, we bought. But I really don't give a shit about spoiling this movie.
Adam Scott. They had your girl from Ghostbusters in there. Who? The black girl from Ghostbusters.
She was in Ghostbusters?
Yeah, that's her. This is the same actress.
Is it?
Yeah.
Celeste O'Connor? Oh, yeah, sure what?
Yes, yeah,
damn
the same
it.
Actress, bro.
I did not know that was her. Good God almighty, what
I didn't heck? I didn't realize it until I saw Ghostbusters recently. I was, oh, okay.
Black women really do be, they just morph into different beautiful creatures just because, just with the hair. The hair alone will change. She was in Afterlife too. I really did not know that.
Wait, they didn't change actresses, man.
I know. I didn't know she was in I just didn't know.
So yeah, it wasn't a very good movie.
It was a shit show of a film. If you can't tell, that's all you need to know. This review is over. We both are going to give it.
Gotta give him a little bit more than that.
We're
going to
give it the
lowest
rating you can imagine.
My man is logged into IMDb right now. He is live as we're recording. He is down. He's what was he giving? What do they do? They do stars on IMDb, right?
Yes.
He's trying to give it a 1-star rating right now. I bet if he could give it 0 stars,
I would like to give it 0.5.
That's very generous with that.
No, it's for real. And for some reason, it's at 3.8 out of 10.
Which was shocking to me. I was like, what?
Out of 46,000 people. All of them didn't say zero.
Which one of you gave this a positive review? That's ridiculous.
Six sons of bitches. They got the same writers from Morbius to do this movie.
Yeah, that's not so
Matt Sazema, Burke Sharpless, and Claire Parker.
Well, you know, screenwriting can be hard.
Yeah, it's also an art. Not everybody can master that art.
To be fair, we don't know. Some decisions might have been studio decisions.
Let's see what else was added. Let's see what else this person wrote.
He don't even want to talk about the movie. Y'all noticed that, right?
They wrote
he's
Gods
trying to avoid
of,
talking about
they
the movie.
They wrote Gods of Egypt.
Oh, God.
And the Power Rangers movie.
Well, that was cool. I like the Power Rangers movie. It's
yeah,
underrated.
I quite liked it. Dracula Untold.
That was
And the Vin Diesel classic, The Last Witch Hunter.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so. Ooh. So.
Well, they can't all be hits, you know.
Well, majority of them were not.
I mean, I guess I'll talk about what the movie was actually about.
Go ahead.
So
there was a plot.
Yeah, sort of. There's Dakota Johnson. She plays the main character, Cassie Webb.
She was in this?
Yeah.
I don't think she realized it.
Well, actually, technically, we should start way at the beginning. They were in her mom's was in the Amazon researching spiders.
A line they don't even fucking use in the movie. Classic trailer bullshit.
And, you know, she finds this magical, mystical spider. And she's like, oh, yeah, we don't know why she's looking for the spider yet. But she finds the spider. And this dude that she's working with named, what's his face? What the hell is this man's name again? Is it Bert? Virgil?
Bert Bacharach?
David?
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, thank you. His name is Ezekiel. And he's with her. And, you know, she's like, eh, I want that spider. So he shoots her and, you know, runs away with it. Oh, and then her mom is saved by a Peruvian tribe of magical spider people. I did not make that up. And that is not a joke.
Nope, those are facts.
It was an actual Peruvian tribe of magical spider people.
Who are covered in red paint.
And ropes.
That look a lot like a certain New York web slinger's suit.
It is very similar.
Even the fucking eye holes are literally Sam Raimi's Spider-Man.
Sony, it's like they're trying to trick people. You know what I mean? Because like even in the trailer, right? Ezekiel, he's the bad guy, and they got him in this like black and red spider suit that's mostly black. It's like they're trying to trick people into thinking Spider-Man's in this movie.
They want us to think Miles Morales is behind that.
I'm insulted, honestly.
Miles
it's like, you
Morales
think we're stupid.
Is.
That's what that is. You think we're dumb. You really think we're dumb. Oh, Spider-Man's in this. Okay, come on, bruh. And we are dumb because we
Motherfucker
we
didn't
this
even
movie.
Sling the webs.
Hey, that's crazy, bro. What a lame villain. Sorry. I feel like that's kind of mean, but it was such a Ezekiel. This okay, so he's this rich nigga somehow because you know he got bit by the spider. He got some spider powers, but you know the only powers he has is you know wall crawling and he moves fast a little bit, not like the Flash or nothing. He's somewhat strong. You know, he's got some enhanced strength.
He's basically a superhuman. He's a super soldier.
He doesn't web sling though. But yeah, no, it's lame. Like,
so basically, his story is the same as Clayton from Tarzan. He joined a woman.
Oh my god! I didn't even realize that.
Who was looking for something in the jungle, and unlike Clayton in that movie, he actually succeeds, and he takes that thing and he goes about his life, only to have to be plagued by nightmares or dreams of the future that random spider women are going to just, you know, beat his ass and kill him because he ends up being the douchebag that he always was. And so before that happens, he must kill them before they get old enough to kill him. And that's the movie in a nutshell.
There's... You really don't want to talk about this movie, huh? That's not even the movie in a nutshell. He didn't say shit about Cassie.
Oh, yeah, she's in this
She's the main character. You didn't even say anything about her, man. Come on.
This was about her.
So, yeah, how does she factor in? So, Cassie, she's an EMT. The baby who got rescued. I don't know how she got from Peru to America.
Listen.
Keep in mind, it's not like this movie takes place in present day. This movie takes place in 2003, which means that happened. Well, that had been what, like the 80s?
Yeah, 80s for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever. I don't know. Yeah, easy to do, I guess. Just give.
Spoiler alert. I just have to say this. Uh-huh. Cassie's mom, when she's in the jungle and fake Clayton shoots her, but she's not quite dead yet. When them spider people come and pick her up, you can't tell me that when them spiders start crawling over her and puncturing her and infusing her DNA with the spider DNA, that shit was not out of Catwoman. You cannot tell me that shit was... When Catwoman was damn near dead and them cats were just randomly licking her just to, I don't know, bring her soul back from the dead?
I wasn't thinking Catwoman, but now that you bring that up, it is somewhat similar. And I mean, they took that from Batman Returns, so, you know.
Man. Fuck this movie.
So yeah, Cassie's an EMT who doesn't like people, which is kind of a weird
redundant
career choice.
Super redundant career choice.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know why you would want to be an EMT then if you don't really care for people. Like, she's a little antisocial.
She talks like it.
What?
Yeah.
She talks like she's antisocial.
Yeah, dude.
They were playing into Dakota Johnson's strengths because she's, I don't
what
know, really, really. She, I mean, she's good at playing characters
what,
like that.
What characters? She's known for 50 Shades of Grey. No one wants to hire her because she's so bland.
God, now you're just being mean.
Let me look up what Dakota Johnson
is. Let me
look up
what do you mean no one wants to hire? She was in Suspiria. She was in
The Social Network.
The last,
you know,
episode of The Office.
Did you know that though?
She was in
Let me read some of these.
Oh God, this is what this episode going to be.
Let me read some of these and tell me if they sound familiar. Okay?
Oh Lord,
we've got obviously Madam Web. Okay.
Uh huh.
Daddy-O, heard of that?
I can't say I have.
Persuasion, heard of that?
I can't say that I have.
Am I okay? Heard of that?
Maybe.
Cha-cha real smooth.
You just made that up.
That's a real thing right here. That's not a real thing.
That's not a movie.
It's 2022. Her character's name is Domino.
Well, you know, hey, you know, we all got to pay the bills.
The only movie besides 50 Shades of Grey and...
Suspiria. She was in Suspiria.
I don't
the
know
remake.
What the fuck that is.
It's a remake of a...
She was the only thing that she was in that I semi remember liking was Bad Times at the El Royale.
I kind of remember that movie.
I think Chris Hemsworth was in it. He played a killer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jeff Bridges played
Rex.
Like a
yes, correct. It's
fake
coming
Catholic
back to
priest.
Me. You keep trying to keep me from talking about this damn movie. I'm gonna talk about this movie, damn it.
God damn you! Our audiences are thanking me from stopping.
You're trying
you.
To distract me.
Go ahead.
So, one interesting thing about Cassie is she happens to be... She does have one friend. A very good friend. A coworker, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
And the coworker's name is Ben, who's played by Adam Scott. Now, you might be wondering, Madame Web is somewhat related to Spider-Man. And this movie takes place in 2003.
Spider-Man and isn't born yet.
Isn't born yet. Her friend's name is Ben. And they're in New York. I wonder if there's a connection there. And yeah, there's a connection there. Because you know what Sony decided to do, my man?
What is that?
They decided to connect this movie to Spider-Man. Maybe not necessarily MCU Spider-Man. Maybe some other version of Spider-Man. We don't know. But what we do know for sure is Ben Parker exists in this universe.
Wow.
Because that's her friend.
What?
As in Uncle Ben Parker.
No.
Yep.
Uncle Benjamin Parker.
One of the first lines she says to him is, what, you don't want to get shot in Queens?
Who doesn't want to get shot in Queens?
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you get it? Do you get what she was doing there?
I mean, he
this is like foreshadowing. It's funny because he dies.
He does
bleeding
die
in the street in Queens because he got shot.
By a mugger.
Hilarious. Oh, you rascally writers.
Yeah, well, that's the next biggest foreshadowing. Mary Parker walks into a baby shower. Obviously, it's hers. She's pregnant. Walks over to Madame Web. Madame Web touches the baby. Mary Parker says, yeah, he's doing a lot of kicking and swinging in there. The unborn Peter Parker.
Do you think they patted themselves on the back every time they put a little foreshadowing in there?
I think somebody should have punched him in the fucking mouth every time.
You're gonna
time
love this one.
Fans are gonna love this. The nod to the original source material.
They finna go crazy in the theater, boy. Oh shit, they talking about Spider-Man. I know that. Come on.
Oh shit, was Spider-Man bit in the womb too? No. Because not even Cassie, who has spider powers at birth, does really have no powers.
She doesn't have spider powers.
She was born with them.
By the way, we didn't even talk about her powers. Right, she has powers, sort of.
She can see a couple minutes
into the future. And kind of time travel a little bit, right?
Yeah, we're not really sure
kinda,
which one.
She like goes back in time like a few minutes, like Slider or some shit. You know, I don't know. It's very vague. Not very good powers. No,
I mean, they're very specific for a very specific cause and a very specific time, but...
Yeah, like my boy Deadpool once said, not very cinematic. You know, it doesn't lend itself well to being filmed on screen. Especially when you have to, like, repeat the last couple minutes over and over and over. And over, like
until
this movie
you get
does.
It right.
You know, it's like, oh, okay. It's like, do you get it? Do you understand yet that her powers involve time and going back in time and then doing it again? By the way, very annoyingly edited movie. A lot of flashing at the screen. A lot of weird filters with the voices and strange zoom ins. Shaky cam a little bit. I why would you edit this movie like this? I do not know.
A lot of repeats of that shit.
I don't know. A lot of things about this movie just did not work.
This movie did not work.
I said a while back in the trailer, right? I noticed something. Every single time you see the three girls in costume, right?
Yep.
It's like the same scene.
Yeah, it's literally the exact same,
like,
upside down using the spider power shit.
So I was like, oh, so I'm assuming that we don't even, I guarantee, and I know that Madame Web's powers involve like seeing the future, so I'm like, I guarantee we're not going to see her powers in like real time, you know, in like present day, only in like flash forwards or something. And that's what they did. They don't even show the characters in costume, like in universe, you know what I mean? Something that maybe someone might be there to see. They don't even really do that. Like, you see them, but not like in the events of the movie.
The movie's fucking predictable. That part was so fucking predictable.
Yeah.
I do predict it that we was not.
Just off of seeing the one trailer they put out.
He predicted we was not going to see them girls outside of that one possible dream sequence, if it was a dream sequence. And in fact, it was. And in fact, we did not see them beyond that one dream sequence. This movie sucks.
Well,
dick.
One thing that I do want to say one positive thing about this movie.
Wow. Why?
I think the camaraderie between the three girls was okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe not between them and Madam Web. That was a little eh. But I'm talking about those three specifically. I thought that was okay, you know. How did you feel about that?
I thought a bunch of three random girls just together.
It didn't do nothing for you?
It did nothing for me. Like, two were dicks. And no, one was a dick. And, of course, it was the black girl who clearly, I don't know if she was Robbie from the Daily Planets. No, the Daily Bugles. Niece? Daughter?
They said that she has an Uncle Jonah. And normally, I probably wouldn't even think about it right now. But think about it. But they already did the Uncle Ben thing. So I'm like, are they saying that her uncle is like J. Jonah? Because that's a very specific name to bring up in a movie that's kind of related to Spider-Man.
Oh, 100%. I mean, unless she's supposed to be mixed race, which, I mean, I guess.
I mean, she could be he could be a play uncle.
Yeah, he could be. He could be.
She could be adopted or something. We never find out specifically because we never see anyone's parents. By the way, her parents are rich and they don't pay attention to her. The one who played Dora, her dad got
deported.
Yes, deported. And the Sydney Sweeney, she's basically a runaway. Yeah, because her dad like remarried and the stepmom doesn't like her, so you know they all got their little thing.
And so now Madam Web is basically a den mother for three random girls who eventually get spider powers.
How is that? By the way, how is that legal? Because by the end of the movie, they're living together. They seemingly hang out on a regular basis.
Are they all like they might maybe live 18? There.
I don't think so.
17?
Nah, I'm pretty sure the movie thinks we're like 15.
Sydney Sweeney should not be playing a 15-year-old girl anymore.
She's almost 30. Why? Well, to be fair, I'm pretty sure they filmed this movie like 2-3 years ago.
No. No, they did not.
When did they film it?
They filmed it like 2023.
They did not film it in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Couldn't have been. Didn't they film this like kind of during the pandemic?
Mm.
2023. Are you sure?
I'm not 100%.
He's looking it up right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, you're somewhat right.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
Mid-July and wrapped at the end of the year.
Of 2022?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah. I was like, nah, it couldn't be 2023. No way. But, yeah, man.
Even then, she didn't look Sydney Sweeney in a skirt.
All right. Chill out. We are professionals here, sir.
Schoolgirl Sydney.
No. Shut that shit down. Nah.
God almighty.
Well, at least it isn't February. Calm down. All right. Damn Sydney. It. Was there anything about this movie that you liked outside of Sydney Sweeney? Anything at all. One thing. Give me one thing.
Yeah.
The costumes, maybe? That we didn't get to see them use during the movie? You didn't like the costumes? CW?
Little too CW CGI as well.
The music? Ezekiel?
Hell no. One thing you said? You said one thing?
Yeah, just one. Give me one thing you liked about this movie.
One thing I liked about this movie. That it ended. That it ended.
I knew that was coming. Oh, man. Yeah. That's it. You didn't like the scene where they were bonding, you know, they were dancing in the diner and no one came over to tell them to sit their asses down?
Yeah.
Very realistically.
No.
You didn't like that part? What about the part where Madam Web very easily stole a taxi and was driving a taxi through New York and New Jersey
with no license plate?
No license plate on the car.
But still had the markings.
Yeah.
On the sides.
Even taking one to the airport in post 9/11 New York. Yeah, you know, that would happen. Yeah, you didn't like that part?
No.
Yeah, you know, yeah. People drive up to airports with no license plates all the time.
You know what? I will say something. There's something I liked. Madam Web pointed out. Pressing burgers does remove the flavor. That I liked. So hopefully more people who grill will appreciate that fact.
That random thing.
Yeah, you know, because when you press a burger and all the fat flows out, you're losing all that flavor. And the moistness of the burger is it drops significantly.
Burger advice. That's the main thing he likes about
that's,
this.
Yeah, that's something. I do have one more complaint.
Why,
and as I explained this to you when we were in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this man barefoot the whole movie? But when he's in his spider fucking persona
suit. He's talking
about
Ezekiel, by the way.
Yeah, Ezekiel, the fucking villain. Why is he barefoot when he is in human form or when he's in his civilian attire?
Let me tell you something.
But he has on boots and a whole fucking suit that covers him head to toe.
So I think that might be something that came from the comics. Cause
I know, but yeah. He's not supposed to be a spider totem.
Yeah, exactly. Character. They completely changed his origin and all that. So it's like, well, why is that the one thing you kept? You know, who cares about that?
Like,
this nasty ass nigga is barefoot the whole fucking movie.
Barefoot
in
New York is barefoot, crazy.
Barefoot in a New York subway. Put your shoes on, bro. What the hell?
Fucking disgusting. And when did you have time to change in the subway?
This nigga takes off his costume on and off like it's just like he can do it in seconds.
Like
one scene he's there and then instantly he's in the costume. Like, what?
Yeah, this fucking movie was dog shit. This villain is dog shit. This hero is dog shit. This team of girls is dog shit.
Oh, Madame Web has one more power, by the way.
That she can astro project her form.
Well, she can do that, but I was talking about her power to vehicular manslaughter.
Oh.
She hit this thing with a car twice.
Yeah, once
in two different seats.
Once with an ambulance in midair, and the other through a restaurant with a taxi.
A third power, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's something. Are we done?
She don't. Yeah, my guy is so tired right now. He don't even want to talk about this movie.
This movie was shit, bro. I'm telling you, the performances are bland. The music score, I don't even know if there was one, for real. The direction, unfortunately, was trash. There's a lot of the same, like, whenever she's using her power or Ezekiel's using his spider power, it's a lot of the, you know, the, I can't describe, I don't know the name of the shot, but it's go up and reverse type shots.
I think I know what you're talking about.
The camera goes upside down in reverse.
Uh-huh.
A lot of those shots were super repetitive shots. This movie, top to bottom, trash. Writing, trash. Direction, unfortunately, S.J. Clarkson, maybe try another film. Because she was originally supposed to do, fun fact, a Star Trek film. But that got canceled, and this is what landed in her
lap. She was supposed to do a Game of Thrones spinoff, too, and that got canceled.
Oh, no. She filmed a pilot.
Oh, yeah, she filmed a pilot, and then HBO looked at it, and they were like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, they was like, no, we appreciate your time, but you will not have access to these characters. Sorry. So
I feel like this is so mean. Sorry,
Dakota Johnson, I honestly don't know what you
like,
do.
Bro, this movie was, you know, did you hear what Dakota Johnson said? She said, I'm not doing no more superhero movies. That's what she said.
Just don't do any more movies.
Oh, come on. She's not that bad.
She is pretty bad.
Come on, man.
I feel like she probably is the white girl, excuse me, who goes into Starbucks and holds up a line because she didn't get almond milk versus oat milk.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's okay with being that problem because she paid for it. It's her thing, so... That's,
speaking of which, there is a lot of vocal fry in this movie.
I mean, that's what Dakota
Almost
Johnson
every
is
character,
known for.
But she's not even the only one.
Really?
Every female main character does vocal fry.
No.
Yeah, I noticed it like
Fuck,
late into the movie.
I didn't even realize
they all talk
that.
Like this.
Oh, you didn't even talk about your number one problem.
What was my number one problem?
The ADR.
Oh! and I feel so bad for this actor. I get the feeling that he's he probably is a foreign actor.
He is definitely.
Okay, yeah, English is not his first language, and yeah. I feel they didn't do him no
Tahar
favors.
Tahar Rahim.
Bro, they did you so dirty. The whole movie, they had to re-record his lines and play it over him, because I guess the first time he did them, no one could understand what he would say. He's French? Yeah, his heavy accent and ADR that doesn't match the entire movie. Literally the entire movie. Anytime this nigga talks, it's like watching an old kung fu movie. It's like they didn't even try, man.
And you know, majority of his talking scenes, as I saw a video, like a lot of his ADR, so that they don't show his mouth too much, is over the shoulder.
I noticed that too. Yeah,
it's over the shoulder, so you don't see his fucking mouth.
Yeah,
and we're like, well, damn. Was he the best person to actually put in this role?
And it's honestly a nothing role. They could have put anyone in this role. Honestly. No, again, no shade to the guy. He might be a fantastic actor, but I just, from this movie, I have no idea. Because they didn't do him no favors at all. At one point in the movie, Madame Webb has to go to Peru. And keep in mind, this movie takes place in 2003. So, you know, she travels from New York to Peru in, you know, what's implied to be a week or so, maybe a few days.
How she got there, I don't know.
It was plane. But even then, would it be that quick? I don't know. In 2003, maybe. I don't know.
Post 9/11? Probably not.
She's walking in this Peruvian jungle. Again, no smartphone. Nothing. No, seemingly no map. No guide, really. She's just walking. How does she even know where to... Well, oh, you know what? She probably did it off of her mom's papers. I just explained it to myself. Because her mom gave her like a chest full of keepsakes. So that's probably where she got it from, to be fair. All right. I'll give you that. Although still, I don't know. I feel like it'd be a little harder to navigate. Also, possibly not the safest place to go without a navigator. You know? But, you know. And also, she got back very quickly, too.
Yeah, I mean, the mechanics of time in this movie are...
They're kind of just whatever.
They definitely are whatever. Who knows? Maybe she even went backwards in time to a certain point, and the girls had already died multiple times. Who knows? You know, this movie does not do its due diligence in the writing and the explanations of things. I really hope nobody wastes their money on this movie. I hope Sony fucking figures it out that what they're doing and cherry picking,
I mean,
like side characters in the Spider-Man
Craven's
world.
Next up, man. You might as well not even finish that statement. Craven's next.
Oh, but does he need to be?
He doesn't need to be, but he still is.
Just cancel the movie. Just write it off as a tax thing.
Hey, Sony, don't do that. If it's a bad movie, we're putting it out anyway. We're not Warner Brothers. Even if...
yeah, so true, so true.
Oh, God. I just remembered something. So Mike Epps is in this movie, as you said previously, right?
I did, unfortunately, say that, yes.
So he dies in the movie, right? Madam Webb sees a vision. He's going to get hit by a car. He's like, I don't think you should go. He's like, I'm going anyway. He gets hit by a car. And then they do a shot that shows, like, an overhead of the street. So the car that hit him, right? You see the direction the car is going. There's no more road. It's basically the ocean.
So why was it speeding?
Where the fuck was the car going? And it was speeding, too. Like, where is it going?
Another reason.
Now, maybe that's nitpicky. I don't know. But it's like, but the thing is, you didn't have to show us that. Just don't show us the streets.
There were a lot of...
What are y'all doing?
A lot of missteps in the production of this movie, and obviously in the editing bay, that could have been something that could have been left out. But no.
Did you at least like Adam Scott? Because I thought, you know what? If this was another movie, he would actually be a decent young.
I inherently like Adam Scott just because of Parks and Rec and Severance, which is a great show on Apple TV. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Severance on Apple TV. But I inherently like Adam Scott, so...
But you don't even want to give the movie that?
Honestly, no. As a Uncle Ben to a Marissa Tomei, I could see that.
Mm.
Like, I could see him if he was like Tom Holland's Uncle Ben, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my mind, I always had like Jon Stewart as like the perfect Uncle Ben.
From The Daily Show?
From The Daily Show.
Really?
Yeah, like it's an all. I know it's like random casting, but like I always had like.
Hasn't the only movie he's done like Big Daddy?
Yeah, I think he also directed a movie. But But anyway, apart from Jon Stewart, I think
interesting choice though.
Right, I think that Adam Scott is a pretty good choice for an Uncle Ben. How old is Adam Scott anyway?
He's got to be like.
73, so he's 51 now.
Oh, older than I expected. Okay, he looks good for 53. Good for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, like, if this was another movie, you know, he'd be a decent young Uncle Ben, but unfortunately it's Madam Web, so, you know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Because when was Tom Holland's Peter Parker born?
We don't know. Oh, bruh, the product placement.
Pepsi.
Jesus cola. Christ.
Every fucking wear.
Pepsi, I never want to see Pepsi. Pepsi. There's so many Pepsi cans. The crux, the end of the movie takes place at a building with a big ass Pepsi Cola sign. The literal bad guy of the movie gets killed by a giant Pepsi sign.
Yeah, that's.
And they show it in the trailer. Bruh, they showed it in the trailer. They showed the villain's death in the trailer.
So they what really is, just what? Didn't give a fuck about this movie. I don't know how Sony can be mad at them, at the actresses, for really not supporting this movie. Like, this movie is ass.
Especially, hey, they did Sydney Sweeney a little dirty. Because there's an interview she did where she was like, oh, yeah, you know, I had all these cool ideas for Spider-Woman because I was reading up on the books. And I saw she did this really cool pose, like upside down pose. So I was, you know, practicing that. And then, you know, I really tried to get them to put them in the movie and they were arguing with me. And then they were like, okay, we'll do the scene. And then I did the scene. And the scene didn't even make it into the movie. They did her. So they basically lied to her.
No, it was in the movie. I saw it.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't.
It was in the dream sequence.
I mean, it was probably supposed to be at least to her more than that.
Oh, well,
it was
like at least 2 seconds. At least I guess she got seen. At least it was there. I mean, I don't know what else. I mean, I wouldn't call it a lie. I'd just call it a misdirect.
Yeah, I bet that's the word they use too. Oh, but the real end of the movie, where okay, so Madam Web is a blind character, right?
Inherently, yes.
Yeah, she in the comics, I believe she was born blind.
Yes.
In the movie, she's not. They shoot her in the face. She gets shot in the face with a firework.
With fireworks, that's.
And knocked into the ocean.
That's typically how you die.
Yeah. Yeah, getting shot in the face with a firework.
Blind.
Yeah. And she's in the hospital. And I guess making her blind made her powers strong. No, no. My mistake. Her powers became stronger thanks to the power of friendship. That's what it was. Because the guy who saved her mom. You know, you remember what he said to her? When great responsibility is achieved, power will come. Like they just reversed the classic phrase. I'm like, come on, y'all.
When you choose great responsibility, power will come.
Yeah, I'm like, for real, this is what we're doing. Y'all really just gonna reverse? All right, just don't even say it. Come on, man, what are we doing here? So basically, her powers get stronger thanks to you know she took the responsibility and became these girls' quote unquote mom, sort of. And in the hospital. The girls are talking to her. Not even in the hospital, my bad. They're in the apartment. The girls are talking to her. They're talking about the brand new baby. By the way, they never say the baby's name.
We
know who it is, but they never say his name. He's like, oh, yeah, Ben is loving being an uncle. You know, all the fun without the responsibility. And then Madam Web's like, that's what he thinks. Isn't it hilarious that she knows her friend is going to die and she isn't going to say shit about it? It's funny, isn't it?
Can't even stop it.
It's so funny.
Doesn't want to.
She's making jokes about it. Oh, that nigga think they ain't gonna be no responsibility. Yeah, okay. What? What is this movie, dog?
This movie is shit. That's what I've been saying this whole review. This movie is shit. Are we done?
You want to give ratings now?
Oh, fuck. We got to do that still? Jesus, if it's not already apparent, I'm a 0 out of 5.
I'm giving it a 1 out of 5.
Wow.
A 1 out of 5. Because I was entertained. I have to get a 1 out of 5 because I was entertained. Now, is that at least a 1. If I wasn't at least entertained, I'd give it a 0. But it was fun for me. So, yeah, I'm going to give y'all a 1. I'll tell you this. I didn't feel like my money was wasted because I was technically I had a blast with this.
I'm glad you had a blast. I'm so glad that you were able to find a little semblance of joy. Whereas I, however, feel as though my money is wasted. My $5 on a Tuesday was wasted.
You hear that, Timo? Y'all owe my boy $5.
Man, no, it was just AMC
$5. Oh, it was AMC, my bad. No, yeah. AMC, y'all owe him $5.
Yeah, give me a guest pass. Actually, give me a year supply of guest passes
because this movie really has no business existing. I cannot believe that a CEO of a company saw this and said, yep, we got to put this out. I can't believe a producer, Amy Pascal and whoever else, I don't know if Matt Shankman and the other, and Avi Arad, I don't know if they're still on the Spider-Man properties, but if they are, I can't believe they looked at this. They've seen good Spider-Man movies, mind you. They've seen Into the Spider-Verse, Cross Spider-Verse, Spider-Man 2, Homecoming, No Way Home. They've seen good Spider-Man movies.
They've been part of fantastic. Hey, I've been rewatching the old X-Men cartoon. Avi Arad's name is right there.
Like, Avi Arad was the first guy to really, like, support Marvel as, like, a multimedia thing.
Yeah.
And so,
I would ask my name to be left off of this.
I just don't know how you can go from having that kind of track record to being okay with Morbius then this.
To be fair, he might not be okay with it. Look, aren't a lot of these movies put out just so that they can keep the rights?
They are, but the audiences are going to lose faith in you if you continue to do that.
Yeah, maybe they just don't care. I don't know, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Retaining rights, is it worth losing the support and faith of your audience?
To them, it might be. It's they're bad movies. I know the only movies out of these, like, not Spider-Man movies that are popular are Venom. Because people know who Venom is.
Yep.
That's the only reason why. No one knows who Madame Web is.
They're not even good movies.
Yeah, they're not even good.
Writing-wise, directing-wise, they're eh. But because of that brand recognition, like you said, it has an audience. Madame Web ain't got no brand recognition. Morbius, apart from the 90s cartoon, has no brand recognition.
Same with Madame Web.
That's what I said. Madame Web.
Yeah, but she was also in the 90s cartoon. Yeah,
these motherfuckers have no brand recognition. Venom is actually a cool character, like the design-wise. Madame Web is literally a woman who sits on a porcelain throne.
She don't do nothing.
And just, like, fucks up Spider-Man's life, essentially.
Literally, if you watch the old cartoon, like, she's basically a troll in that show.
She's basically like Mr. What's his name? Mix Pitalik for Superman?
Yeah, kinda, yeah. I mean, granted, like, a good version of him, but yeah. Or at least chaotic neutral.
Yeah, she's an agent of chaos. Yeah. So 0 out of 5 for me, 1 out of 5 for a do. Don't go see it. I mean, unless you want to play a drinking game with the ADR, that's one way to do it.
No, don't do that. You're going to kill people, man. Come on.
I mean, yeah. Okay, that was our review.
Take non-alcoholic shots.
We want to give a sincere shout-out to Prince George's Community College for allowing us to use their facilities, specifically the Humanities Department. We want to thank you for allowing us to use this space. Words from Blurreds can be found on every major platform for podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, let us know if you've watched Madame Web. We're sorry if that is the case. Adieu.
Well, you know, maybe they enjoyed it like I did. Yeah, man, follow us on all our socials, Twitter, IG, TikTok. Twitch streams from Blurreds. Subscribe to our YouTube. I think you said that.
Right? No, I didn't. But yes, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah, like, comment, all that good stuff. That's it. You know, Madame Web is going to be definitely my number one movie of 2024.
Wow.
So be on the lookout for that next year. And we are out. Peace.